This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Here are some red flags you may not want to ignore. If he tells you that both of his ex-wives come before you always, that's a sign to end the relationship. And if both of his ex-wives are married to other men, but he continues to play hero for them and puts himself in situations that can land him in jail, while at the same time, those women aren't going anywhere. They're staying with their husbands, and he's just a pawn to take up space to go to when they need a relief. Here's another thing you may not want to ignore. When you have been dating him for 2 years and you find out that his ex-wife of more than 12 years is still on the lease of the house they had when they were married, and even after he was married a second time to another woman, the first wife is still on the lease. And this was the only woman he had kids with. So there's some kind of an agreement going on there. Like, And the only excuse he gives the woman is, oh, we never got that taken care of because we just forgot about it. Really? Forgot 12 years. You married another woman and you still left it the same way. Either that woman didn't speak up, or that's why he got his second divorce, because he cares more about about his first ex-wife than he did his second ex-wife. And then when the second ex-wife left him, he still didn't change things. Then when he got engaged to another person, and they were talking about moving together, he tried to get her to move with him in that house that still had his first ex-wife's name on the deed. Now how would that work? If he passes away, his current wife would not get the house. This is another thing you may not want to ignore. Another red flag. If he's constantly talking to a woman that he says he's not interested in, but he invites her over so they can watch movies, chill, but we're just friends. But on the other hand, this woman is sending him like semi-nude pictures. She's giving him text messages. Sexually, she's calling him on Facebook, well, FaceTime, that's what you call it, FaceTime, half naked with her legs open, and whenever she calls, he acts like he doesn't hear the phone, or he just lets it ring, but they talk to each other. When the girlfriend's not around, why can't he talk to her when the girlfriend is around? If they're just friends. This is another red flag you may not want to ignore. He calls his brother's ex-wife his, he calls his brother's ex-girlfriend his sister and says they're so close, people think they're dating. And when you see them interact, it makes you wonder, And when people make jokes like, her new baby look just like here. Her new baby look just like you, so-and-so. Y'all sure y'all not dating? When people make jokes about people dating or the baby looking like a certain person, there's some underlying issue going on with that. You may want to pay attention. And if you walk in a room and they all of a sudden scatter away from each other. And you get this weird feeling like, what just happened here? And they don't look at each other in the eye anymore. And they act like they don't even know each other's in a room. You may want to keep one eye open when you're sleeping. Another red flag you may not want to ignore. When he tells you, I don't listen to voicemails. Huh? But 2 weeks from when he tells you that, you're in a casual conversation with him. And he says, yeah, so-and-so left me a voicemail. And they said something that he couldn't believe. What? I thought you didn't listen to voicemails. That's only convenient because the woman left him a voicemail and he was too busy to call her back, or that was his excuse. I don't listen to voicemails. But you have your voicemail greeting set up. He just not into you, sis. He just not into you. Time to move on.